Today's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Julius Garden in memory of his parents, Rav Avraham ben Rav Mordechai Garden and Toiba bas Rav Yehuda Garden.
Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, Baba Kama, daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots as we have the last full daf here in the fifth parak of Maseches Baba Kama. Today's shiur is sponsored in dedication and honor of the fourth yard site of Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, our beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Again, in honor of the fourth yard site of Miss Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, we thank the family for the sponsorship. Says the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, two dots. Nafal Lesocho Shar V'Kelav V'Shtabru V'Chu. So the Mishnah told us on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the din of the Petur Kelim, as we had many times already, going all the way back to the first parak where the Gemara listed, if you remember back in the first parak, the Gemara listed all the unique halachos of each of the avos nezikin on daf hey amabez, karein has a chilek between tamenuah, shein regal has a p'tur rishos rabim, bar has a p'tur kelim. Where does that come from? That comes from our Mishnah, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah, the Gemara continued there, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that kelim, bar is chayef for kelim, you have to come up with something else that is unique in bar. So the Gemara says, okay, p'tur adam. And then adam, chiyav dal dvarim, and eish has a p'tur tamud. Rabbi Yehuda also argues on that, so they had to come up with something else. But the Gemara says now, the Mishnah that says that there is a p'tur kelim, masnisan delok Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, as we just pointed out, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, mechayev on iska kelim babar. Rabbi Yehuda says kelim are mechuyav. If an animal falls into a pit with kelim on its back, then one is chay for the animal and for the kelim. Machlokas tanoim, my time at the Rabbanon. What is the reason the Rabbanon say that there is a p'tur kelim? What's the source for a p'tur kelim in a bar? So we assume it's not just based on some type of logic, but it's based on psukim. My time at the Rabbanon, to Amar Kra, v'nafal shama shor o chamor. What is bar chaya for? An ox or a donkey that falls in. Shar velo adam, chamar velo kelim. So the word shar excludes if an adam falls in. There's a p'tur adam, and a chamar excludes kelim. That is the Tanakhama, that is the Rabbanan Shita. The Rashba, let's just finish, and then we'll mention the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, the Rabbo says a kelim. Rabbi Yehuda says the word o comes to include kelim. Because it says, Shor O Chamor. So O is Larabos. Verabbanan. O Miboyle Mechalik. The Rabbanan say, no. O is to be Mechalik. O teaches me that I would have thought that you have to have a Chamor and a Shor that fall in, and only then you would be Chayef Kamash Balan. It's either or. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's a basic Havamina. Why would you think two animals would have to fall in? Because that's what the Torah says. Still an amazing havamina. For Rabbi Yehuda, lachalek mivenafal nafka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you know how you know that you are chayiv for each one individually? Because it uses the lashon yachid, vinafal nafka. Lashon yachid, so you know it's referring to each one. V'rabbanan, and how would the Rabbanan answer back? That would not be good enough of a makar, and that's why you need O to be mechalek. V'rabbanan, v'nafal tuba mashma. No, v'nafal. And even though it's Lashon Yachid, but it's meant to go on many. And Rashi quotes other sources where you find a singular verb, and it's going on more than one, right? Va'asa bitzalel va'ahaliyav. Or, in Shema, that's by the Mishkan. Uba ha'os v'ha'mofes. Uba ha'ari v'esadov. It uses the double, even though it is a singular verb, it is a context of a double. Sometimes Chazal pick up on the fact when you have a singular verb and a larger subject, right? The Vayichad Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, right? Well, one of the more famous ones, Ki'ish Echad V'Lev Echad. But these, Rashi just quotes that sometimes the Torah uses the singular, not for us to be medayik, but it is talking about the entire unit of items that are on the list. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, what the source is for p'tur or lack of p'tur of kelim. The Rashba here quotes the Yerushalmi and assumes that our Gemara is against the Yerushalmi. The Rashba says, Mistavra, it makes sense that the p'tur of kelim is not limited to certain types of bars. Mistavra, the lav al bar asara, shechiyev bo al misas habehema airi bedafka. Don't think, says the Rashba, because this is what the Yerushalmi thinks, don't think that the Mishnah by the Pter Kelim is only talking about a 10 tefach di bar. Vilomar de ba'oso bar, shu bar shal misa pter ala kelim. A bar that's 10 tefachim deep, that's known as the bar of Misa, as we know, yud tefachim deep, that's patra akelim. Avo babar pachos me'asara, shu bar shal nezikin, chayiv afilu akelim. But a bar that's less than 10, that's 8, that has a chayiv of nezek, so there's no patur akelim. Don't think that, says the Rashba. Ela al kolbar ka'amar, shu chayiv ala behemav ala misa o ala nezek, u patra ala kelim kan vikan. There is no distinction between a bar of 9 and a bar of 10 regarding the patur of kelim, says the Rashba. Bar of less than 10 is chayiv on the nezek for behema and for adam, and for a bar that is more than 10, not adam, behema, I'm sorry, and a bar that is 10 or more, so then it has a ptur of kalim, it has a chiyuv of misa, but a kalim is across the board. Alma, and he quotes a couple of gemaras where we see the gemara just assumes ptur kalim, ptur kalim. Alma, klalahu l'chol bar, shalom atzinu shum bar shechayiv bo asa kalim. But then he quotes, avo b'Yerushalmi mashma, d'pshita lehu d'lo imet kalim emi bar shal misa, d'bididei ksiv mi'uta. The context of the Torah is by a bar of misa, and that's where the meat is listed. But when you come to a bar of nezek, you're chayiv on kalim. So the Rashba says, I think that's not correct. V'hadi Yerushalmi lesa delegamrin. According to our Gemara, ain kalim babar klal. It's an important Yerushalmi to beware of in Lundis. But that is the note that is put on this Gemara. Again, the Yerushalmi limits the limitation to the context of bar shalmisa, which is where the limitation is found. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, I have another way to learn these psukim. Right, we explain the psukim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What about the following? Third line. Ema v'nafal klal, shor v'chamor prat. Klal uprat, ein b'chlal el mash v'prat. Maybe I should limit it even more. Klal uprat, so the rule is, if you have a general rule and then you have a specific example given, so that example is limiting the klal to say only including the rule what is listed. Shor v'chamor in midiach rini lo. So maybe it should be a klal uprat. So does the Gemara know? Amri bal habor yishalem chazar v'klal. Couple of answers to this question. One is, this is not a klal uprat, but it's a klal uprat uklal. There's another second inclusionary word, klal uprat uklal, iyat adon ela ke'en aprat. Right, we don't limit it to the examples, but we limit it to like the examples. Ma prat mefurish bale chayim, afko bale chayim. So it's a klal prat klal, and we include all animals. That's shor v'chamor are examples, but we include even more. Says the Gemara, ma prat mefurish davar, shenevelasa metaba b'mago b'masa. If you're saying that it should be like the examples, what are the two examples? They are shor and chamor. They are behemoths. So maybe we should limit it to animals whose nevela, when they would die without shechita, would make you tameh through maga and masa. That's what a nevela does. Ma and davar shebefurish. Davar shenevela is betame b'maga u'b'masa. Af kol davar shenevela is betame b'maga u'b'masa. So do we should include all things whose nevela would make you tameh maga and masa for a day. Aval ofos lo. What should be excluded then? Birds. Birds, if a bird dies, if a kosher bird dies, so its nevela does not make you tame through maga and masa, but rather through beis ablia. Right? That's the special din of nevela softar. That Maseches Taharos discusses this a little bit, that once I eat it while it's in my mouth, so that's where it makes me tame. That's tumas beis ablia. So maybe ofo should not be included in the limud of bar. So Gemara says, Im Kain, we'll get back to that love. This, let's first continue. Im Kain, Nichtav Rachman, Achad Prata. No, if that's all the Torah wanted us to think, that it should be limited to similar ideas, it should be Klal Prata Klal, and limited to animals of Nevela, Matami, B'mago, B'masa. So why does it list off two? Shor and Chamor. One would be good enough. One would be good enough. Im Kain, Nichtav Rachman, Achad Prata. So because it lists two, it must be to include more. Many of the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Achronim that talk about this topic, I should say, they're Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Asvin Daraisa, in the first piece in Asvin Daraisa, he discusses a few topics, but one of them that comes up is this discussion of Tuma of Nevelas Oftar. It is very unusual and very unique. It only makes you Tameh when it goes into my mouth. So the question is, so am I supposed to view that as a very unique type of tumah? Meaning, how can you become tumah from various tumahs? Maga, or Masa, or Ol, or now we have a new one, Beis Ablia. Is that how we're supposed to look at it? Or is this Beis Ablia that makes me tumah in the mouth, is that a super or unique form of one of the other Durachim? Maybe it is a special form of Maga. Usual Maga is only if it touches anywhere on my body, but here it's even Beis Astarim, even if it's in my mouth. But it is a form of Maga. Or maybe it's a Masa case. Maybe it's a type of Masa. Or maybe it's an Achila case. Maybe it's unique. Tumat Beis Ablia, eating, you're right. It's a different type of Derech. So that is the question. Is it Maga? Is it Masa? Is it Achila? That's what he discusses here in Asvah D'Oraisa. And he quotes many different rais. Just to quote one, the Gemara Menachas Daf Ayin, where the Gemara discusses what happens, unusual case, im hechnes piv lemei nevelas oftar. If somebody gets them, not that this would actually take case, but theoretically, if somebody would be able to get inside a nevelas oftar and eat the eggs from the inside, it does not make you tamei, nevelas oftar. Why? Because the Gemara's lashon is lo avidi inshi da'achli hachi ubat ladaito esav kal adam. That's not normally eaten. Nobody does that, and nobody eats that. So bat ladaito. So that's the Gemara's issue at the beginning. But the Gemara's maskana is avidi inshi da'achli hachi. Sometimes people eat these eggs. So you're talking about eating. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel umuchach tahatuma himitam achila. If it's an issue of maga, so who cares that people don't normally eat it? Sof naga banana velas oftar be beis ablia. L'maisei tarts v'yesh kan maga. V'al karchak derak Hashem achila mitamaso. V'al karchak kiva de lo avidi inshi da achli achi v'avi shala acharya shalo kederach achilaso. V'lo chashav achila akid shapar rosh yetar. That's one, and he quotes many others as well. Maybe it's even a machlokas tanoim, he suggests, in Mesechas Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. So he goes through many of, wherever this comes up, that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes whether this sounds like an achila or not. He quotes a Gemara later on, Baba Kama Samach Beis, which maybe we'll have to get back to in the beginning of the sixth pair. Okay, let us continue. Again, there's a lot, Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, that's where one of the bigger sources is. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do I know that I might have limited this to Klal Uprat? No, it's Klal Uprat or Klal, so it has to be everything like the examples. So why don't we limit it to where the Nevela is Matame? No, because then you could have just said one of the Pratim, not both of the Pratim. The fact that you say both means that all should be included. Says the Gemara now, Hey Nechtof, so which one should be listed? We're about to prove that both of them need to be listed, and therefore neither of them are extra, so we're back to our question. Because then the second klal is, well, the second prat, both examples are needed, so we should limit it to exactly like the examples, and not include ofos. So, imke nichtav rachman achad prata, hey nichtav, ikas of shor, if it only said ox, shor, hava amina, I would have thought that bar is only chayav for karav lagabi mizbeach in, sheino karav lagabi mizbeach lo. Only animals that are brought agabi mizbeach, like a shor, would be included. But a chamor, maybe, would not be included. Kamashvelon, that's where the Torah also had to write chamor. Interesting, we would have thought hezek has something to do with lost potential to the mizbeach. That's what we would have thought. That's this havamina. This is a xeris hakasiv, but maybe that's the svara. Right? If you damage something that could have been brought as a karban, that's bad. That's where you have to pay. Right, kasha eda karav lagabi mizbeach lo, but if it couldn't be brought al gabi mizbeach, so then you wouldn't be chay mishum nezek. That's one side. And what about the other way? Ve'i kasa rachmana chamor. And if you only wrote chamor, hava amina kadosh bibachora in shein kadosh bibachora lo. Maybe only something that has sanctification kadosh bibachora in its firstborn that would be included. Only chamor. we know is the only non-kosher animal that has some type of status when it is born. Petach hamor, the mitzvah of tifteh v'seh, and if not, we have to break its neck va'arafto. So she'ekal z'bechor lo. But other types of animals that are do not have kedushas bechor, so that they wouldn't be included, they're not as unique or have inherent sanctity. So that's why you need both of them. So if you need both of them, we're back to the question. Neither of them are extra, so why don't you limit nezek to cases where the animal is davar shenevelasa betama b'maga ubemasa. We're back to that question before we, you know, let's one more line. Ela amar cross, you're right. We have to find another pasuk. V'hames yelo kol dvar misa, period. V'hames yelo, the mace will be for him. That's talking about boar. So anytime there's a mace, so that includes even birds, all animals are included. That's the makar for the chiyuv of behema in bar, which we already proved earlier, the patur of kalim in bar. Tosfos asks here, in Hava Amina, karv lagabe mizbeach in, where the Hava Amina only lagabe mizbeach, Tosfos says, Tema, lama lo yafinan hacha shor shor mi Shabbos? Why wouldn't we learn from Shabbos? We're going to learn this on Amud Beis. We're going to have, as Hashem, a couple of makoros related to Shabbos. So Tosfos says already here, why you would have limited it because it only says Shor, but maybe you would have learned it Gzeira Shavah from Shabbos, that just like Shabbos has that, but includes a lot more. So too, this should include a lot more. That's Tosfos' kasha. Asks the Marsha Tosfos, if you're going to learn it from Shabbos, so then Imkain, Madua Hutzrachator Lichov, Gam Sharva Gam Chamor. So just say one of them. Just say one of them then. Why would you have learned, needed both of them, if we're going to say you would have learned it from Shabbos? So the Marsha explains, Ladas Hasovrim, Sha'af Shvisas Kalim Asura Meatora. He quotes a machloka, Beshame Mesilel, from Esecha Shabbos. Beshame says that not only do my servants have to rest, not only do I have to rest, and my servants, and my animals, but even my kalim have to rest on Shabbos. That's Beshame Shita. So if you say Shvisas kalim is Asur min Torah, so maybe that's why the Torah has to write Chamor to exclude kalim, because Shabbos includes kalim. So maybe I would have had to exclude. That's why you need the extra. But according to Beis Hillel, that says Shvisas kalim is only Asur midrabanan. That's what we pass on like Beis Hillel. It's not even Asur. Sorry, I take it back. It's not Asur min HaTorah. So kasha, you don't need anything to exclude kalim. So mehecha kasha she'ain tzarech lamaid kalim kivish me'mela kalim is ma'atu. You already know that kivish she'ainim b'shabbes umeicha neida shechayv aleim. That's the Marsha's discussion. And only Achronim wonder about this Marsha, that even if Shvisas Kalim would not be Asur min HaTorah, you would still need to exclude Kalim from Chamor, as we mentioned. Again, even if you have a parallel to Shabbos, that doesn't mean we would automatically include Kalim, that we would then need another Makar to exclude Kalim. Why, says the Tei Yoshua on the Tosfos, on the Marsha, because you might have included Kalim anyway based on the other Avos Nezikin. Yes, you would learn from Shabbos to an extent, but it's also an Avanezek. Like we had earlier, just to borrow the Lashon, I think we had it back on Daf Chavei or so, Don Minava Uki Ba'asra. When you have a limud from A to B, it doesn't mean that everything in A is going to be transferred to B. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, you might have transferred some of the halachas of Shabbos, but like all animals, but it doesn't mean you have to include the kalim. Right? It doesn't mean that. You would have compared kalim to the other avos nezikin, which would be chayav on kalim, right? Among other answers that are given by some of the achronim. Chassam Sofer here says there is sometimes that kalim are chayav on nezek when you use a kli. If I use a knife, if I use a hammer to smash something, so it's not that kalim are always putter by nezek. If memela, they get damaged by bar. But if I use a kli, that's me. That's adam amazik. So that's one discussion that comes up here on Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua and others. The other point to mention is the interesting law shown here. The Gemara says in the second point that if it would have only said chamor, I would have thought only something that is kadosh bebechora. You see, would we have said that a chamor is kadosh bebechora? We know the donkey, the firstborn donkey owned by a Jew, has a special status. Right? You have to do something with it. You have to switch it with the sheep and give the sheep to the Kohen. Or you have to break the neck of the chamor. But would we say that it has kedusha? So maybe the Gemara doesn't mean it literally. The Gemara might just mean it has a status. kadosh bibechora in, but it doesn't mean literally kadosh, unless if you say it, that'll be a chiddush gadol, to say that a non-kosher animal really has kedusha. To say that bechor behema tahora has kedusha, to say that a person has kedusha, okay. A bechor becomes a karban, and a person, we know, this kedusha is Yisrael. But to say that a chamor has kedusha, that's a little more mechudash. So you might say the Gemara here just means that it has a status. It doesn't really mean that it has kedusha. There is so much to talk about, but in the mitzvah we know of Petra Chamor, again the Rishonim, if you look even in just in the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaChinuch's Lashon is the mitzvah of Pidyon Petra Chamor, Liftos Vlad Chamor Zachar Shenolad Rishon. The mitzvah to redeem. So redeem sounds like, you know, it has a status beforehand, and maybe we would even use the Lashon of Kedusha. Says the Chinuch, what's the mitzvah? Shalokech, Yisrael se echad venosto lakoin, bepidyon petach hamor. Shul l'shem yisbarach, minatab shakasavro l'mala. Vehu barachu nasano lakoin. Right, you designate the sheep, and the sheep goes to the Kohen. Lefichach podeyu ha Yisrael mimenu, ki Hashem yisbarach ratza sheyeh lo pidyon beset. Chazal say, you know, they give a specific example, as is learned out in Maseches Bechoros. What's the message behind this mitzvah? So there are many different suggestions given, fascinating, beautiful suggestions. The Sefer HaChinuch, once we have it open, Mitzvah Chav Beis, says, what's the message? Bishar She Mitzvah Zu, Kedei She Yizkeru HaYehudim LaOlam, Hanei She Nasa Loeb HaKel, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, as it says, as we know elsewhere, Amadomela Chamar, we had that in Kedusha, we had that earlier here in terms of Yichus, so because of that connection, so that is why it reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, Petach Chamar reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number one, if you look in Rabbeinu Bachai, he has a second idea, not just based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, but says the Rabbeinu Bachai, he quotes this idea, but then he also quotes, which gets us into the next point, Va'od she'ein lecha kol echad ve'echad miYisrael shelo alu tishim chamorim mimoim tudim kesef v'zav. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we had so much gold and silver v'chulu, and we schlepped them on donkeys, on chamorim. So that also reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the fact that we do something with a chamor. Finally, the Meshech Chachma. You can't learn this without the Meshech Chachma. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma here on that pasuk, Yud Gimel in Shmos. He says the Medrash tells us that the Shvatim, right, the value, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara Bechoros Daf Hey. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, Manishtanu Pitri Chamorim, why is Chamor unique? Right, that was the question that he asked. And then, if you look in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, the Meshech Chachma quotes it, Atem Mechartem Bechoros Shel Rachel Be'esrim Kasef, Afatem Tnu Ba'ad Bechorchem Chamisha Shkalim Esrim Geira. Somehow this is connected to Mechiras Yosef. Vahupela asked the Meshech Chachma, Imnen Shu Avarzev, if this is because of Mechiras Yosef, Madua Shevet Yosef, Sarach Litin Chamei Slohem. So why is Yosef, Shevet Yosef is included? Right, well, according to Yerushalmi, right, it should be, just like there are certain mitzvahs that Kohanim and Levim are excluded. So Yosef should be excluded. He was the victim here. Why does he have to pay Petach Hamar? And who does he pay it to? The Shevet Levi, and he was the Mocher. Right, so what exactly is that? How are we supposed to understand that? So he quotes based on the Medrash. Again, it's a famous idea, but he has a beautiful lashon here. If you've ever seen it, highly recommended. Yud Gimel. Says the Meshech Chachma. We know that Hashem's mind, there's no shinui in the ratzon of Hashem. Rak hakol besivuv hasibos fa'alilos bashkacha nifla. V'kasher tavo tzara la'adam. When there's a difficulty, when there's a tzara that befalls a person, ein v'yinatza mimena, and then we're saved, we have a Yeshua. Ain't a shinu chalila b'rotoni yisbarach. It's not that, oh, Hashem wanted to give us Saras, and now he wants to give us a Yeshua. No. It's all part of the divine plan. Rak hayagoli l'shem yisbarach sheha adab tzarich lavo lahat sarah ulehina tzelmi mena. It's in our best interest, Hashem decides, that we should go through this difficulty and then be saved from it. Uveprapi Yitzias Mitzrayim, especially Yitzias Mitzrayim, he knew, based already on the Bris Ben Abasarim, that we had to go into the Korah Barzel, and it was good for the birth of our nation, but we had to learn how to deal with adversity, all the elements that we learned in Mitzrayim, v'ot ta'amim k'musim ugluyim l'chachmas avore. And therefore, when we went out of Mitzrayim, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the firstborns. And we saw the Ashgacha Nifla there. We should recognize that not only was Yetzias Mitzrayim part of the Ashgacha, even the Knisa L'Mitzrayim was part of the Hashgacha. U'bazeh nechlal gam bi'asa L'Mitzrayim ha'ite Yosef ha'bachar me'rachel. The Yichid es ha'chamor. How does the Chamor teach us this? What does it say in Parshas Mikates? When they went down to Mitzrayim, not only what Rabbeinu Bachai says when they went up from Mitzrayim, but going down to Mitzrayim, Vayisu Shivram al Chamorehem. L'Ramos sha'knisa L'Mitzrayim. Ad ha-yitziyah, hoya shalsheles, aruka, sibos, shonos. It was all part of the divine plan. Asher kulam ke'echad is lachtu lilmot, mifalos tumimdeyim, asher akol, bashkachem yuchedes. And it goes all the way back, and that is the message of Petach Hamor. Okay, there's a more there, there's a netziv at the end, there's a taz, we'll see if we have time at the end. We'll get back to the taz in Yerodeshin, Chafalef, we've dealt with that often. Why is it that there's only a bracha on Petach Hamor and Bechor Behemoth Tahora, but there's no bracha there's a bracha on Petach Hamor and Pidyon HaBen, but there's no bracha on Bechor Behemoth Tahora. So we'll talk about that if we have time. Shin Chafalef Siv Zayin. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara back in the middle of the Amud. Bein l'Rabbanan dekamamati l'ulakelim, ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda dekamar b'ulakelim. The Rabbanan hold, you need a pasuk to exclude kelim from bar. Rabbi Yehuda says you need a pasuk to include kelim for bar. So ask the Gemara, kelim b'nei misa ninu? The Torah talks about v'hameis yelow. So, mimanavshach, why would you need a kelim don't die? So why, according to Rabbanan, would you need a pasuk to exclude it? And according to Yehuda, why would you need a pasuk to include it? Right, they don't die. So Amri, the pasuk says that bor is only chaya for misa. Amri says the Gemara, shvirasan zuhi misasan. They do die. They can die. Breaking a kli is like killing the kli. And therefore, that's how it can be included in the pasuk. So you need a pasuk to include it, you need a pasuk to exclude it, according to each of the shitas of the Tanan. This is also why we know that, let's say, klicheres, which cannot be kashered, we say the bli of a klicheres goes in and does not come out. The only way to redo it is to break it and put it in the kiln and reform it. How does that help? Because shvira means that it's misasan. Shvirasa, zui misasan. Right, and that's what also the Bali Musar say, breaking ourselves, breaking our heart in tshuva. So that also is becoming new. Shvirasan, zui misasan. That is the Gemara. There is a Tosfos of Maseches Brachas. Tosfos of Brachas on Daf Nun discusses the concept by a kosher bracha. The Gemara says that a kosher bracha has to be chai. So various different deos in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, and some of them quote in the Shulchan Aruch about what is the translation of chai. What do you mean a kos has to be chai? So one of the deos, Tosfos in Brachas Daf Nun, says it can't be broken. Can't be used a broken kli for a kosher bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchos Brachas Amazon, Kuf Pe Gimel, Tzarech Lachzar Achar Kos Shalem. You should use it in a whole close, a complete close. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if the stem is broken, right, just try to use the whole kos. That's the covet of the bracha. If you don't have one, it's okay. You do what you can do. Even if you don't have one that serves, that is perfect. Right? The famous comments of Rav Moshe Feinstein here discuss a larger expansion of the definition of what broken means. What does broken mean? That's Rav Moshe's tshuva about disposable cups. Rav Moshe writes regarding disposable cups that one should not use them for Kiddush. Rav Moshe writes this in Chelek Gimel Siman Lamedtes in Aruch Chaim. It's important to know the date. He writes this in 1968. Rav Moshe writes, "B'dei b'dvar kos l'kiddush, if you could use one, shenase miniyar shehu kli rak l'sha'av sheshama asher asarti." You've heard I've asked it. Emes adavar, yes. And he quotes the Tosfos in the Brachas Daf Nun and Shabbos Ayin Vav that chai means it has to be a shalem, and Rav Moshe assumes the koshal kiddush and this idea that it's only used once and then you throw it out, that shows that it has to be a kos na'eh, right? For roa anisha koshal niyar shu rak l'shal pam zelavad hu od garua te ein lo shum chashivus devada ein oroi lebrechas amazon l'kiddush. If you don't have a choice, you could use it, but Rav Moshe says you really, really, really should not use it. That's Rav Moshe, based on chai, again, chai, like our Gemara says, broken is the death of a kli. So Rav Moshe says, a disposal cup has the status of a shavur, which is broken, which is dead, which is the opposite of chai, which you're not allowed to use for kiddush. Rav Achronim argue on Rav Moshe, or say that Rav Moshe wouldn't say it today. Meaning what? A, maybe Rav Moshe, Achronim argue on Rav Moshe. Number one, the Tzitz Eliezer and other poskim say, no, you can't compare a disposable cup to a broken cup. A broken cup was made one way, and now it's something else. A disposable cup was made to be used like this. It was made. It's fine. It's perfect. This is how it was made. Number one. Number two. They suggest, or Asher Weiss writes this, and others, that maybe even Rav Moshe would agree today. What was Rav Moshe talking about in the 1968? Maybe he's talking about the types of disposable cups that once you use them once, he says niyar. Once you use them once, they fall apart, like the cups they used to have in the dentist's office. You use it once, the side of it becomes moist, and it disintegrates in your hand if you're using it once. So those maybe that's what Rav Moshe is talking about. But now, we have disposable cups that you can use 30 times, right? If we're so affluent that we would throw them out, but the hard plastic, right? Most cups that are used at a kiddush, those can be used many times, right? That's a shavur. So maybe even Rav Moshe would agree that it is okay today to use those. And as I is always mentioned, I don't really understand or know the pshat of the double cup that some use, because according to Rav Moshe, it's two zeros. That doesn't help, right? You're going to throw out both of the cups. And according to the poskim against Rav Moshe, then you don't need a double cup, right? One is fine. Is it just to make it more sturdy so you can hold it? But one is usually okay too, but people do it. And must be a reason out there for it somewhere, but pashtus, there is no need to it. If one wants to be a machmer, so you need a real one. If one wants to be machmer for the pashtus, for the Rav Moshe. If one not, so then even one would be okay. Period. Says the Gemara, Ulu Rav de Amar. Bar Shechiva Alav Torah Lahavo Velo Lachavto. According to Rav, remember we had the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what the root chiv of Bar is. Is Bar Chayev for the suffocation of the animal, the air, that was Rav. Shmuel says, no, is both. So according to both of them, so first according to Rav, I'm sorry. Rav Damar Bar Shechiv Elav Torah, Lahavdol V'lachavto, Bein L'Rabbana, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Kelem B'nei Havlan Inu. Again, why would we include, or why would we need a pasuk to exclude Kelem? If Bar is all about the suffocation element, so Kelem don't suffocate. So what's the issue? How do Kalim, how we chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda for Kalim? The Kalim don't suffocate, do they? And why do we even need a pasuk to exclude them according to the Rabbanan? Answer, we do. Amri b'chadati demifki imehevla. Yeah, we're talking about new types of Kalim that would break, that would smash and memela disintegrate from the heat, from the suffocation atmosphere that is in the bottom of the bark. Period. Says the Gemara now, so what was the maskana up above? V'hameis yihielo is what included all types of animals. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, we've used that before. Hi, v'hameis yihielo mi bar lelikid rava, we've already used that. Dama rava, rava said a couple of days ago. Shor psule hamukdashem shenafal abar pater. If a shor, that is a karbon, that was nifsal, that still has remnants of the kedusha, if it falls into a pit, I'm pater. Shene amar v'hameis yihielo. B'misha hameis yihielo. Yoli chayef for bar, if the mace is yours, if you could keep it, yata zashen hameis yihielo. Excluding a karbon shenifsal psulei hamukdashim, so you can't. That pasuk is used up already, so you can't use that pasuk to teach me that you're chayev for all animals. So Ela Amar Kra, says the Gemara. Okay, try number three. What is the source? How do you know that all animals are included? Ela Amar Kra, Kesev Yashiv Lebaalav Lerabos Kol Deislei Bailim. You return it to the owner. Anything that has a bailim, all animals. Says the Gemara, Yachi Afilu Kalim Adam Nami. Kalim and Adam also have bailim. So why aren't they included? So Amar Kra, no, there's a pasuk that excludes them. Shar v'lo Adam Chamar v'lo Kalim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who includes Kalim in Bar, so Bishlama Shar Memayit Be Adam. Ela Chamor Mamemayit Be. So what does he exclude from Chamor? What is that word teaching us? Says the Gemara, we're stuck. Ela Amarava, Chamor de Bar the Rabbi Yehuda. That's here. The word chamor by bar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'sed aveda devar Yaakov, and elsewhere, Baba Metzia, said by aveda, it lists off all the items that are lost, that if I find I have to return. Shor says Salma, and in Bava Metzia it says they all teach me something except for the word se, kasha. So these two words, bar according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the word shor, the word chamor according to Rabbi Yehuda by bar, and the word se according to by Aveda. So those are questions we don't know exactly what to learn from them. Right? It's not a mamish a problem. There must be something that we can learn, but we're just not sure of it, and therefore we leave it. The Rishonim here, specifically Tosa, says, "Well, I have a suggestion." What you can learn out from chamor, what you can exclude. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Chamor, second line, Hiksha Rav Moshe Mipantazia, says the Eima de Chamor Asalamayit Shtaros. Maybe if a shtar falls into a pit and gets destroyed, so maybe that's what's excluded, because a shtar is not a behema and it's not a kli. So maybe shtar should be excluded. Va'omeri says Tosfos Mimanav Shach, shtar should not be excluded. Why? Because Laman de lo doin dina de garmi, according to the opinion that does not hold of garmi, as we mentioned a number of times already, the sugi of garmi, somewhere in the middle, between a direct maisa hezek on your item and grama, garmi somewhere in the middle. So, meaning, what are the cases of garmi? I burn up your staros, or I do something else that is close to something direct. Laman de lo doin dina de garmi, afilu hu atzmo pater. If somebody doesn't hold of garmi, then even if he does it himself, pater, not only just the bor. Ulama de dondin de garmi, na milo machayv el midirabanan. There's that Tosfos again. Tosfos in a few places has this deya in Baba Basra and in here, that if you don't hold, even if you hold of garmi, garmi is only a chi of derabanan, as it says in Akones, an example, and Tosfos assumes that the case of garmi, which is only derabanan. So that's why you wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude or include, because garmi is only derabanan, says Tosfos. And as we mentioned, this is a huge topic. The Ramban, and in his Kuntres Dinin to garmi, and at length, and other Rishonim assume that garmi is daraisa. For sure, it's daraisa, and he goes through there the 25 cases of garmi. What's the definition of garmi? How does each case fit in? If you have any impression that it's derabanan, I'll explain it to you that it's daraisa. That is the Ramban. That's step one. And then you have the Shach, as we said. We said the Shach in Kuf. I'm sorry, Shin Pei Vav Sif Aleph. He has the three column Shach where he goes through all the Rishonim that say Daraisa, and then he says all the Rishonim that say Darabanan, and then how he re-explains all the first Rishonim to say that really everybody holds Darabanan in the classic Shach style. But then, we didn't mention last time, but the Ksos after the Shach comes along and goes back to the Ramban. He says, no, I disagree with all the Shach's points. The Shach that everybody holds Darabanan, that's wrong. And I'll quote you all the Rayas, and he goes through and he knocks off each of the Rayas of the Shach, V'achara, Ian Hine, Kol, Rayosav, Einon, Machrichos, Klal. Says the Ksos, Shin Pei Vav, if somebody wants to get a real feel for Garmi, number one, Kuntres Dinin de Garmi of the Ramban, then the Shach at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav, then the Ksos at the beginning of Shin Pei Vav. And he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes our Tosfos. He quotes the Gemara, and Tosfos, Rav Moshe Mipantazia, it's only Darabanan. Says the Ksos, there's many other answers to this question of why the Gemara did not exclude Shtar. You don't have to say that only Garmi is Darabanan. Even if Garmi is Daraisa, there are other answers that you could give to the question. Maybe Garmi is only where you do a direct Maisa. Maybe Garmi is only where you do it yourself, not through your animals, like we had with the Nemuki Yosef a couple of days ago. And this is through your bor. Garmi only applies by Adam Hamazik. There are many other answers that you could give to this question. You don't have to say, like Tosfos says. Okay, let's continue. Vayter says the Gemara two dots. Nafal asocho shor chereshot v'katan chayiv. The Mishnah says if an ox chereshot v'katan falls in to your pit, chayiv. So my shor chereshot v'katan. What does that mean? What is shor chereshot v'katan referring to? Is that referring to the owner or the ox itself? Ilei mashor shel chereshor shel shota shor shel katan. So then, what would be the implication? Hashor shel pikeach pater. Only these oxen you're chayiv for, but a shor of a regular individual, a typical individual pater, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't work, because you'd be chai for that too. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shor shehu cheresh, shor shehu shota, shor shehu katan. It's referring to the animal itself. Meaning, hashor shehu pikeach pater, an animal that is normal and typical you'd be pater for. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, lo mi boy ka'amar. No, we should understand that as the following. Lo mi boy shor on top, shehu pikeach the chayiv, not only an ox That is a pikeach ayuchaya for sure, because maybe he should have known better. Aver shor charshu the katan. Ema charshu so garmalo, katnu so garmalo. Maybe there we should blame it on their state, not on my pit. Okay, I dug a pit. But maybe the fact that they're a cheresh or katan, they're not trained yet, maybe that's what caused them to fall in. For liftar, so then I should be potter. Kamash balan, we don't say that. Period. That's the chiddush. Amalei Rav Acha l'Ravina. But 1 minute, Batanya, the brisa says nafal l'tocho bar das patur. They have a brisa that says only if a bar das falls into a pit, you're going to be patur, because the bar das should have known better. So what does bar das mean here? My life shor bar das. Isn't that referring to a shor bar das? An ox that's a bar das? No. Amar lelo adam. Maybe he's only referring to a person. Says the Gemara Elamayata. Adam ben das hu de patur. Halav ben das hu de chayiv. What's with it? Only a person who is a ben das is you'd be pater for. But if a person who is a lav bar das, a cheresh of the katan, falls in, you'd be chayef for that. Shor v'lo adam ksiv. No, adam is excluded across the board. Sagmar says you're right. Ela mai ben das, min ben das. What is excluded by bar? Somebody who is in the category of being a ben das, which is a person. Min ben das. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar in Mareches Aleph, so he discusses at length how Chereshot V'Katan are Kruyim Adam. Right, they're in the category of ben das. And therefore, they are included here in the exclusion from Bor. Amalei, finally, Vatanya, V'nafa L'tocho Shor Ben Das Pater. It says, Beferish, if a Shor Ben Das falls in Pater. So the Gemara says, fine, Elam Arava. Go back to what we said earlier. Sharvahu cheresh, sharvahu shodah, sharvahu katan dafka. Only a cheresh of a katan ox you are going to be putter for. You're going to be chayef for. Av a sharvahu pikeach putter. But a typical, normal, smart, so to speak, ox, you're putter for. My taima, iboile, yune amezel. Because that ox should have known better. Iboile, that he should have looked around. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Nofel Asocho Shor Cheroshot of a Katan Vesuma Umahalech Balayla Chayev. If you have a Shor Cheroshot of a Katan, or blind, or night, then Chayev, because he couldn't have seen. Pikeach Umahalech Bayom Pater. But if an animal is walking, he's typical during the day, so he shouldn't have gone into the bar. And if he did, it is his problem. The Rosh here, quoting the Shima Gubetza, says, maybe the animal is even more than an Adam, he should have looked Iboile Yuni Amezal. Right, because his eyes are close to the floor, so he should have been able to look around. Right, that is the comment of the Shimon Kubetzes. The Rambam has a difficult shita here, according to the Ravid, at least to understand. The Rambam here in this Kemamon is only mechalik within Misa and not within Nezek. The Rambam says, after quoting, Eino chayev al misas abahima babar, al chavisa batel, ela isa behema ktana, chareshas shota, he quotes our Mishnah, only if the animal is chareshot of a katan nechulu. But if it's a pikachas, falls by yom and dies, pater, because the animal should have known better. But then the Rambam adds, by a smaller bar, by a bar less than tes, right, by nezek, then behema is included, you're going to be chayev. Vim huzak bo adam. O behema, hapikachas, habehema pikachas, chayev nezek shalem, and that's what the Ravid jumps on. Understand, if the svar is iboile liyone, he should have looked around, so what difference does it make whether it's a bar of misa or a bar of nezek? He should have looked around himself, and it's his own fault. Why should he be chayev for behema? That's the Ravid's kasha. The Magen Mishnah says, well, maybe the animal, when the animal sees it's a very deep pit, you got to give a lot of credit to the animals according to this shot, when they see it's a very deep pit, that their instinct is going to tell them to stay away because it's very dangerous. But if it's only nezek, so then maybe they won't stay away as much, and the instinct doesn't tell them as much to stay away, so it's not as much their fault. Okay. The Chashuke Chemet here discusses, this is a classic Chashuke Chemet comment, right? Not Lamaisa at all, just related, right? We talk about different types. You know what? Let's just read the Mishnah. I'm sorry. It's on the Mishnah. And then we'll get into it. Okay, last Mishnah here in the fifth parak. A classic Mishnah. Echad shor v'echad kol behema. So, Lamaisa, what did we say? Any animal is included, l'nefila sabor, that if a baal abar would be chai for any animal falling in, as we had the limudim. And for all the following halachas, even though the following halachas have limitations written in the Torah, but based on limudim, we'll see, they're all included, all animals. Lafrashas ar Sinai. For the animals, the halacha, that animals were not allowed to go onto ar Sinai, all animals are asur. Ulatesh lume kefel. If I steal an animal, I have to pay double if I'm a ganav. Not like dalad v'hei, that's limited to specific animals, but for kefel, the double payment, all animals. Ula shavas aveda, liprika, for the mitzvah to unload animals if it's under a heavy load. Lachasima, the isser of muzzling animals. Lekilayim, the isser of cross-working animals and cross-breeding. Ula shabbos, and the isser of my animals doing work on Shabbos. V'chein, chaya v'yov, kayotze bohen. All of these, all behemoths, chayas, and ofis are included. Imkein, lamanem, ar shor chamar. Why does the dafka say shor chamar? El shetibra akaza behove. That's just the common animals that were used at the time. That's why they are included. Again, we can spend hours on each of these mitzvos just to mention one or two comments, and then we'll have to get into the limudim. As I said before, the Chashuk Chemin here discusses, the Gemara is going to have inclusions, how you know behemoths and chayas are all included. So, and if you don't have an inclusion, you wouldn't have included them. So the Chashuk Chemin asks, what about all those animals, in quotes, that aren't regular, typical, full animals. Like, number one, the Adnei Hasadeh. The Adnei Hasadeh, that's the Mishnah Kilayim, that talks about the Adnei Hasadeh, an animal that is attached to the ground, that has a rope that's attached to the ground, that we don't even know about this type of animal anymore. Minchaya Hagadela Basados, Ukimin Chevel Gadol Yotse Min Aret Shagala Ba'osachaya, it's Mechubra Lakarka, it looks like a person, but if that does damage, Rabbi Yossi says in Kilayim, it's not Matame Ba'ohel. So, what about Nezek regarding the Adnei Hasadeh? Right? Is it like an Adam Hamazik because it has some, it's a Metami Ba'ola like an Adam or not? Number one. Or what about the Mishnah Chulin in the ninth parak? The Achbar, that's Chetzia Basar, Chetzia Adama. Half animal, half ground. Remember the Mefershim there talk about this, and there are doctoral theses written about this. Was there ever such an animal? The Bartanura, Yesh min achbar she'eno parvarava, ela me'atzmo notzar mino adama, ka'ashpa ha'mashretzes tola'im, v'ima, right, spontaneous generation, v'ima dayin lo nishma la b'riyas ha'achbar, ela mitzido echad yimini osmali. What if it's partially formed? Is it metame, the meat, the flesh part of it, the ground part of it, and the Rambam there? The Rambam there in Pirush Mishnayah says, this type of achbar that comes from the Adama, hu sipor mefursa ma'od. It's a very famous story that people talk about today. The ein mispar l'rabim asher amru li shero oto. Many people have told me, said the Rambam, that they've seen it. Umitzius balchai kazeh hu davar mafli, she'ein ladas lo hezber klal. I have no idea. The Rambam says, many people have told me that they've seen it, but I have no idea whether it exists. The Sefer Tiferes Yisrael there on the Mishnah also quotes from the non-Jewish sources that people have seen this type of animal. But either way, so what about this animal regarding Nezek? Or what about if you create an animal with Sefer Hayitzira regarding Nezek? So, I mean, once you require Limudim for all the animals, the Chashuk Echemet discusses, so what about all of these? Kilayim also is an important machlokas Rishonim, machlokas the Rambam and the Rush. The Isra of Kilay Behema, is that by, the Rambam holds, one kosher, one non-kosher animal? If you have two different types of kosher animals, the Rambam would say that's not Kilayim Daraisa. The Rush and other Rishonim argue, no, any two different types of animals would be Kilayim. Machlokas within Kilayim. And finally, just the last point to mention, and then we'll run through all of these limudim, Be'ezras Hashem, is Hafrashas Har Sinai. Hafrashas Har Sinai includes all the animals. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Taf Tesvav, by a similar case. Who cares? Mai Dahava Have. What do I need a limud for to teach me that the animals on Har Sinai aren't, all animals are included? Right? So, the answers given in the Rishonim are always similar. Maybe we just want to know Pshat on the Pasuk. We want to know the story. We want to know what happened. Tosfos and Chagiga says that too. We want to, even though it's not Lamaisa, we want to know exactly what was the story in that time. What was the halacha? The Ran there in Sanhedrin quotes, and this is always a good example to whenever you have one of these questions. What if one accepts to be a Nazir or makes a Neder al-Menat, that this is the halacha? That could always be a good one. That's the Chiddush Yeran, right? There's no Ran in the back of Sanhedrin, but the Chiddush Yeran says, you know, what if somebody accepts to be a Nazir let me just find the Lashon here. The Ran says, right at the beginning of that piece of the Ran, just find it here let me just find the page here. Says the Ran, Shar Sinai Bakama, Avo Ishina Lokumi Boyle, Bechulu. And why is it quoted here? Vim Torah, my nafkalamina, my dahavahava. Yeshlomar drosh v'kabal schar, inami nafkamina, when no there. Di amar harini nazir, im misa shor sinai b'chav gimel.
Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, how many judges do you need to judge an ox that went on Har Sinai? It's a similar type of case. Okay, let's continue. Now we get to all the limudim. L'nefila sabor. How do you know that all animals are included in all of these halachas? Kesev yashiv lo ba'alav ksiv. Kol deis le'vaylim kid da'amran, as we added on an aleph. Lafrashas har Sinai. Im behema im ish lo yichyeh. V'chaya bechla behema havye. It's all included. Im l'rabos es ha'ofos. That includes also the birds. L'tashlume kefel kid da'amrinan. Al kol dvar pesha klal. Kol dvar pshia. Everything is included. L'ashavas aveda. L'chol aveda zachicha. All avedas. Liprika, unloading an animal, the mitzvah. Yolav, chamar, chamar, mi Shabbos. You learn Xeris of it from Shabbos, where all animals are included. Lachasima, yolav, shar, shar, mi Shabbos. Likilayim, e, kilayim, dacharisha. We know two types of kilayim. Cross working and cross breeding. E, kilayim, dacharisha. If we're talking about the cross working, yolav, shar, shar, mi Shabbos. You learn it out also from Shabbos. E kilayim daharba'a yolif hehemtacha behemtacha mishabbos. Right, two different types of words, but both of them are learned out from Gzeirah Shabbos, from Shabbos. V'gabi Shabbos minolan. So all of these are from Shabbos. How do we know by Shabbos that all animals are included? Titania, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, B'divros harishonos nomar. It says servants and animals. It says behemtecha there. Ubedibras achronos no mar v'shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. Follow shor v'chamor bechlal kol behema hayu. Why in Voeschanon does it explicate? V'loma yatsu lomar lecha ma shor v'chamor ha'amor kan chayev ayov kayotzu behem. Just like here. All, even birds are included compared to shor v'chamor. Afko chayvov kayotzven. So too by all of them, it is included. So this is a klal that we compare the two. Says the Gemara, Ema behema the dibros arishonos klal shor v'chamor the dibros achronos prat klal uprat ein b'chal el mashab prat shor v'chamor in midiachrini lo. Maybe it should be a klal uprat. So the Gemara says no. What does it say after that? Amri v'chol bam tevcha de dibros achronos. Chozer v'klal. That is another inclusionary phrase. Klal aprat uklal. Yetadon elakein aprat. Ma aprat mefurish balechayim afko balechayim. So it's a klal aprat uklal and we include all animals. So that's the Gemara. What do you mean? Maybe we should limit it like we did in Amman Aleph. V'yema ma aprat mefurish davar shenevei lasam v'tamei b'maga u'b'masa. Afko davar shenevei lasam v'tamei b'maga u'b'masa. Avalofos lo. Maybe birds should be excluded. Right, they're not like shor v'chamor. So Gemara again says, Amri emkei nichta rachman achat prata, that it should have only listed one of the words, not both. So the extra word includes birds. Again, the Gemara says, hey nichta rachmana, no, they're neither of them are extra. Ikaz rachmana shor hava mina krav lagami mizbeach in shina krav lagami mizbeach lo. Right, kaz rachmana chamor. I would have only included animals that are krav lagami mizbeach. Vikaz rachmana chamor. If only said chamor, hava mina kadosh bivachora in she kadosh bivachora lo. Kaz rachmana shor. Question mark. So we're back to the question. Both of them are needed. They're not extra. So therefore, maybe we should limit even by Shabbos. Klal prado klal only to certain types of animals. Gemara says, Ella, v'kol behemtecha, you're right, it's not a klal apart a klal, but it is a ribuy. V'kol behemtecha, ribuyahu. And we know ribu, mi'ed ribuy can include all. Just parenthetically, by the way, Tosfos on top says, does this get into the sugya of klal, uprat, uklal, far away from each other? Meruchakin zemizeh? We're talking about Yisro and Vaschana. That's pretty far. Says Tosfos, no, amazing. Tachronos, Verishonos, Chada Milsahi, the Zachar Veshamar V'Dibur Echanemru. The Yisro and Vaschanan, it's the same thing. It's not called far away from each other. V'Dibur Echanemru. And therefore, we could treat it as next to each other. The Rishonim on Chumash, the Ramban and others discuss. So Lamaisa, what did it say on the Luchos? And was it the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios? Did it say Zohar? Did it say Shomar? Like what did it say? So that's a question the Parshanim deal with. But at least in terms of Halacha, they're viewed as one. Says the Gemara now. Now we're saying V'kol Behemtach is a ribuy. Every time it says Kol, are we allowed to do that? V'ha Gabi Meiser Dechsev. Kol, by going up to Yerushalayim and redeeming the money back into fruit or to food, at Karbanos, it says Kol there, because Darshinale Bakaluprat. We Darshin Bakaluprat, not Ribui. Titanya, Fidasata Akesa Bakolasha Taven Afshacha, Klal, Baboker Ubatzon, you should buy whatever you want. Babaka Batson Uvayana Vashekhar Prat, Uvakolasha Tishakha Nafshecha, Chazar Baklal. Klal Prat Klal, Yetadan Elakina Prat. We darshan that by bringing your money up to Yerushalayim. Ma Prat, what are you allowed to buy? Ma Prat Mufurish Pre-Mi-Pri, Vigidule Karka. Just like the examples are Pre-Mi-Pri, which we say is something that comes from something else, like wine comes from grapes and beer comes from dates, excluding something that naturally comes from itself. The Rashi says, like Kimenu, Pitrios, water, salt, mushrooms that are not Pre-Mi-Pri, and Vigidule Karka, excluding fish, right? That those things that they don't grow or are nourished from the ground. So just like that, I've called Primi Pri Vigidule Karka. So you see that Kol is Darshan like Klal Uprat, not like Ribui. Says the Gemara, Amri Bakol Klala. Kol Ribuya. That's the difference. Bichol or Kol. Number one. Or Iba Yasema, Kol Nami Klalahu. Kol could also be Darshan as a Klal Uprat, but not here. Miyu, hi, call the hachari buyu. But our call is not why. Midahavila lemichta ubehemtecha. Kiddachsib adiras arishonos. Here, there was a parallel somewhere else in the Torah where it could have used the same word. Vikasa vikol behemtecha, and Adavka uses vikol to make it different. Shma minu ribuya. That's how you know it is a ribuy. Period. Just finishing, and then we'll make one final comment. Hashta to Amrit Kol Ribuyu Bemcha the Dibras are Rishonos, Bashar Bachamar Dibras are Achronos Lamali. If Kol is a Ribuy, so why do we have all those extra words in all of these Dibros? Amri, so we have it. Shar Lagmure, Shar Shar Lachasima, Chamar Lagmure, Chamar Chamar Laprika. Each word by the Aseres Dibros is there to teach me somewhere else. Behemtacha La Agmure, Behemtacha, Behemtacha La Kilayim. So we have them all. Siyachi afilo adam litzar. If this is all true, that we compare Shabbos to the Isser of cross-working animals, so even a person should be included in the Isser daraisa of working with another animal. Alama tanan adam mutter im kulo nachrosh v'limshoch. Why does the Mishnah Kilayim say that a person is not included in the Isser of Kilay Behema? Of working. Amra Papa, Papunai Yadi Taimada Milsa. The people from Papunai know the answer. Umana Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra Lamanya Nuach Avdacha Vamascha Kamocha. La Anacha Hikashti Velola Davar Acher. Now, special din. I compare Eved Va'ama to animals, Dafka for resting on Shabbos, but not to other areas, not like Kilayim. And therefore, it is excluded. The issue of Gidule Karka is a big topic. Tosfos, the Rambam, other sources discuss that in different contexts there would be different definitions of Gidulei Karka. For Hilchos Shabbos, people and animals are considered Gidulei Karka. Right? In other contexts, animals are not called Gidulei Karka. Right? So they don't grow from the ground. They don't know what the definition is. Grows from the ground, gets nourished from the ground. Right? Oh, the Gidulei Karka might not have the same definition in every area of Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, next time we will continue with the last Amud of the fifth Perek, getting into Perek Hakones. Again, we thank the sponsors for the shiur. Again, in honor of the fourth yahrzeit of Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, our beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Okay, we'll stop here.